Republicans are throwing shade at the FBI and especially its leadership in the wake of the dramatic FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's home and office at Mar-a-Lago last week. The publicly released warrant and receipt for the raid lists 11 sets of classified, top-secret, and sensitive compartmented information seized in the raid of Trump's office, bedroom, and storage at his Palm Beach, Florida compound. Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee spoke to reporters Friday. Representative Mike Turner of Ohio is the ranking Republican on that committee. He says the Department of Justice could have taken other actions instead of conducting an hours-long raid on a former president.
Now, the one thing that we all know is Donald Trump has more classified information in his head than he does in his desk. But yet they claim that there was an immediate need to enter his residence. And our committee deals with intelligence and national security issues. So we are demanding disclosure to this committee. What was the national security basis that was an apparent immediate threat requiring this action opposed to all the other actions that they could have taken?
Republican Elise Stefanik of New York blasts the search as the weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI against President Joe Biden's political opponent.
President Donald Trump is Joe Biden's most likeliest political opponent in 2024, and this is less than 100 days from critical midterm elections. The FBI raid of President Trump is a complete abuse and overreach of its authority. And as the American people know, unfortunately, this is the same agency leadership that protected Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and continues to protect Hunter Biden. The same agency leadership that perpetrated the false Russia hoax for years.
She also suggested political payback to come.
A House Republican majority will leave no stone unturned when it comes to transparency and accountability into the brazen politicization of Joe Biden's DOJ and FBI targeting their political opponents.
Republicans are asking for the release of the affidavit used to get the search warrant. That's not likely to happen because such affidavits often contain information about sources and ongoing investigations. Meanwhile, Democrats are staking out their own view of the raid. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar spoke on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday.
This is beyond politics.
She says it's up to the Justice Department to decide about what happened based on the evidence.
I will say in America, we know, as a great man once said, the law is king, the president isn't king. And I would add to that, the former president isn't king. Everyone has to follow the laws.
Democrats are also calling for more information. In their case, that means information about what kind of sensitive national security information could have been included in the 11 sets of classified or secret documents the FBI seized. Democrat Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, spoke on Sunday's Face the Nation.
Documents were marked top secret, sensitive compartmented information. That is among the highest designation in terms of the extremely grave damage to national security that could be done if it were disclosed. So the fact that they were in an unsecure place that is guarded with nothing more than a padlock or whatever security they had at a hotel is deeply alarming.
As supporters and opponents of the raid call for more information, they're also offering various suggestions for upcoming actions. Former Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani referred to the 2024 presidential election when he told the New York Post, if Trump gets elected, the first thing he'll do is raid every one of Biden's houses. Not that Giuliani is privy to Trump's thinking. He may be busy with his own legal problems. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.